This episode of Our Fair City is sponsored by the mighty, mighty Iron Galaxy. We make lots of games. You might even like a few. Follow us on Twitter at ITOTHEG.
Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by the company you depend upon for all of your greatest needs, Heart Life. These stories are true dramatizations from Our Fair City's glorious history. So listen and remember. Heart Life, all the life you'll ever need.
Policies, if you take comfort in anything, take comfort in this. Heart Life is always watching. Our enlightened forefounders embraced surveillance as the key to fraud prevention, security, and the assurance of our safety. In case of catastrophe, arthropod caused or otherwise, Heart Life maintains a series of surveillance safes to continue our seamless historical record for the eternity that the tower shall stand. But information can be corrupted if it falls into the wrong hands, into hands untrained with intentions most uncorporate.
Your foot is digging into my liver. Do you mind?
I'm sorry. I'll just put it on this plushy little ottoman. Oh, that's right. We're sleeping in a 4-foot vent.
Quiet. Cassie, you look exhausted. Did you not get any sleep?
I said shh! It's her.
Still following us.
Her leg's still broken in half. How can she keep after us like this?
It's using its antennas to check the vents. Oh my god.
Bugs shouldn't be this smart.
Maybe they weren't smart when they swarmed up here.
We'll wait till it gets to the end of the hall, then we rush the door.
That's suicide.
That's the best plan we've got.
Great, are you sure your code still works?
Of course!
Fine, give Cassie the crowbar.
I don't believe Cassie has been trained on construction or policy protection, so I'll be holding on to it.
You know that if we get rushed by our friend back there, we'll have about 10 seconds to regret not giving her the crowbar before it turns you inside out. And you won't give it to me, will you?
Look at her, Allison. She's a liability right now.
Yeah, well, so are you. But she saved your life.
I can hear you. I can handle this win.
Cassie, we're very close to finding your family now. Are you listening?
Yes.
Just brace yourself and swing as hard as you can. Remember that I'm going to get us in there to find Lily and your mom, so just do your best.
I'm not a kid.
Actually wasn't bad at all. For once we're almost oh. Oh.
Override, override!
Hurry, Wynn!
No need for backseat managing, Ms. Dalton.
Close it! Jammed right on the head.
It's stuck. It's almost funny. Just look at those mandibles go.
I'm done looking. Come on, before it wriggles out. Cassie?
Cats like this. Lily and Mom are probably hiding from ants like this.
Hun, look. We're this close to seeing if they're alive. I'm sure they're holed up somewhere nice and safe.
Right, Cassie, let's not be rash. They'll be pouring in from all sides now, just a matter of time. Completely useless. And now, we're weaponless.
At least it's dead. Which way?
The central panel's through the monitoring hall. Try not to touch anything. Allison, watch her.
Are you all right?
Yes, but I'm not sorry.
It's going to be okay.
Greetings, Policy Wynn. Please be reminded that no external monitoring devices should be brought into the hub. Keep food and beverages away from screens and control stations. Thank you for your compliance.
I never knew Hardlife had so many cameras.
Information is the foundation of a seamlessly cooperative system that actively avoids negative potentialities.
What he means is there's no such thing as privacy.
If you don't like it, you can bring it up with quality assurance. Just let me do the talking. Operator! Project manager entering! Hello!
Oh, it's worse than the rigors before tri-monthly shower night.
Oh no! She's...
must have perished at her station. What every loyal policy hopes for.
Hey!
What every policy hopes for, and some don't succeed at, to the detriment of hundreds.
Unbelievable.
It's the truth. If Cassie had executed her mission as ordered, we wouldn't be in this mess. We'd be drinking craters and enjoying the life of Cassandra Wilkins on every station and broadcast from now till exclusion day!
I'd pay my weight in algae bars to feed you to those bugs outside. You are sick.
I'm efficient. You're just too short-sighted to understand anything past—
Stop! Every second you two spend arguing is another second that Lily and Mom are defenseless and alone! Can we just move her?
Thanks for volunteering, Wynn. All right, how do we turn this thingy on and use the facial recognition software?
We can't.
What?
The operator controls the switchboard controls the software, and the switchboard is turned on via her access code. Now that Ms. Higgins here is permanently off duty, we wouldn't be able to figure it out in the few minutes we have before our friends outside join us for a picnic.
No, no! There must be a power button somewhere for the screens, at least! The lights are still on in this room. There's gotta be a way, even if it's just their bodies. I need to...
They're going to pull the big one stuck in the door apart. Then they're going to pull us apart.
Now let's avoid that if we can. The operator probably has her card on her. We can use the oversight booth to call up into the tower, and they can run the software remotely.
Tunnels below. Bertha Higgins, access code 3872345.
Good. The power's still running, somehow. Not much life on those screens, though. Except for the putrescible zones.
Wait a second. Scoot over. Oh my god. I can't believe it. Look! Field number 3! Jack, Tim, Grayson, they're safe? I could kiss every one of those smelly idiots!
Lovely.
Don't you realize what this means? They are survivors! We can fight the ants! Cassie, maybe your family's there!
Okay. That's the spirit?
Joyous day. Now you wait here while I call up from the booth. The booth is optimized for one user.
Tough nuggets, move over. Cassie, watch the screens. Let us know if the ants are breaching.
Yeah.
Cozy.
Not for all the credits in the damn city, Wynn. Let's hurry and get this over with. We'll find Cassie's people, and then I can get back to mine.
And I to mine.
Network operations. Operator speaking. How may I be of service today?
Evening, operator. We need a service elevator near Network Hub 19543 activated to tower side. And we need transponder locations for two policies.
Pardon me, but this doesn't sound like one, Operator Bertha Higgins.
She's not fit for duty. This is Project Manager Charles Wynn, and I'm relieving her of her situation due to active environmental hazard.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Mr. Wynn, but protocol states that every policy, managers included, must wait for the appropriate rescue unit at their designated emergency center. Would you like me to look up Center?
There is no rescue unit coming. They're undermanned and underpowered. We're cut off from switchboards, food, power!
Well, I'm sure an error has been made in human resources. Unfortunately, protocol must be maintained.
Listen, operator, and no one wants to be an embarrassment to their department. We all know the story of generous Gene, who gave away too many binders and faced the scorn of his whole office.
Well, read that to me every night.
That's right, but we also know the story of Flexible Fred, who knew that a good policy can be rewarded for bending the rules just a hair for the right people. And I'm the right kind of person, operator.
Guys, they're through the outer door!
Win!
If you let me speak to your super, I'm sure we can reach an agreement. Matilda runs your department, right? All we need is the access code for the elevators. And the location for those two policies I mentioned.
No can do, Mr. Wynn. I can't verify that you're a real manager. And with expired codes, well...
Expired?
Well, it looks like after you logged into that network hub, your managerial privileges were revoked.
But by whom?
Sorry, can't access that data.
You can access any data. Isn't that the point of your department?
Those aren't the rules.
People like me make those rules. People like me and your supervisor, whom I know personally. So if you'd like to keep sitting in that booth, operator, you'll give me the elevator access code.
Will that be all today?
Give it to me! I swear if you don't, you won't even make it back to your hub tomorrow. You'll be dancing with a mop in a janitorial department until you're gray in the temples!
Have a fantastic day, Mr. Wynn.
Don't you dare hang up on me!
May your working hours be long and fruitful.
Well, now who's small? You're trapped. You, me, Cassie, and your negative potentialities. Banging right outside the door. You knew, didn't you? You knew you wouldn't be able to access the software even if you got inside.
I'm doing what's best for the company.
And apparently the company is doing what's best for itself as usual. How about those expired codes?
Don't. Not another word. You don't want to upset Cassie, do you?
I think it's too late for that. Cassie, come on. We're leaving. You and I, we'll find your family somehow. Cassie, what are you looking at?
Andrew.
Cassie, honey, he was shot through the head. He's not walking around with a cane at Morrow's. What's this kid made of?
Allison, Mr. Wynn doesn't know where Mom and Lily are. No one does. Isn't that right?
We don't know yet, but...
They're probably dead.
When?
Just like we'll be in short order if we don't leave now.
It's all right. I knew. We saw trained, armored guards torn to pieces. And Lily's fine. No more running. I'm going to find Andrew. He's alive. He's the only one.
Cassie, I'm sorry, but we should go to the waste fields. There's people, there's shelter, there's no man-eating mold. We can help the survivors. Say something, Wynn.
Top-notch idea, Cassie. I'm going with you. If anyone can put a stop to this infestation, it's the doctors. I believe this is where we exit, Cassandra. Via the leeward emergency exit, preferably.
Emergency exit hatching open. Please proceed calmly to...
Are you sure about this?
Fire,
yes. Thank you, Allison. And goodbye.
Stick with your shift partner. Emergency exit hatching open. Please proceed calmly to exit.
Goodbye to common sense and corporate responsibility. Cassandra Wilkins, the turncoat of the ages, murderess of the multitudes, continues her selfish rampage by putting family, friends, and love above proper corporate procedure. By what means will she continue to endanger the good policies of Heart Life in her quest to find Andrew Snidge? Find out as the story of our fair city continues.
Hi, this is Clayton Fates. I'm the creative director for Our Fair City. I'm popping in to say thank you for listening and to let you know that if you enjoy the show, there are a few ways you can support us to help us continue making it for you. If you're listening on iTunes, you can leave us a rating or a review. We'd love to hear from you. If you shop on Amazon, you can go to smile.amazon.com and list HeartLife NFP as your beneficiary. That way, a portion of every purchase you make will go to support the show. You can also donate to us directly via our website, ourfaircity.com, where you'll also find exclusive content like blog updates from the creators and webcomics that you can't see anywhere else. Thank you again. Share us with your friends, and we'll see you in the tunnels.